Nolte, Jemele Hill's memoir sells only 5,034 copies. By John Nolte on December 14, 2022. Since its release on October 25, Jemele Hill's memoir, Uphill, has sold only 5,034 copies. OutKick has the particulars on the former and very unpopular SportsCenter host's latest flameout. Former television host Jemele Hill released her memoir last month titled Uphill. The book explores Hill's self-purported journey in overcoming racism in America, and she spent significant time promoting her new work across various networks. The New York Times published more than one fawning review to condone her bravery. Hill told Deadspin she hoped the memoir would propel her to a best-selling author, a feat she was confident she'd reach. On top of all those fawning reviews, plural, in the New York Times, Hill has 1.45 million Twitter followers and was featured in Oprah Daily's Best Fall Nonfiction Books of 2022. Nevertheless, OutKick says, the sales for the memoir are on par with self-published cookbooks from aspiring authors who write as a side hustle. Hill has already failed miserably on TV. Hill's last two programs, OutKick Reports, SC6 on ESPN and Won't Stick to Sports on Vice TV, were canceled for well below average ratings. With that in mind, I'm not sure what made anyone believe Hill could write a memoir and climb the bestseller list. What's more, here is a woman who has enjoyed all kinds of privilege, including a degree from Michigan State University, and she writes a book whining about how hard her life has been. What an ungrateful clown. The Meghan Markle of sports. Like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the lunatic, and her documentary that grossed just $81 per theater last weekend, Hill's failure is another example of the fake elite bubble. If you believe the corporate media, Jemele Hill is a rock star, a superstar, a phenom. Of course, she got a book deal. Why not? She has 1.45 million fans on the Twitters. The New York Times will give her all kinds of free advertising. How can we lose? Yeah. But people still have to be motivated to drop $25 to read her self-involved whining. And the truth is that Jemele Hill isn't that interesting. It's not like she stood out from everyone at ESPN with her fascinating insights and unique take on events. Instead, she stood out by rudely and smugly parroting the same tired, left-wing talking points every other member of the woke Gestapo trots out. Jemele Hill has a talent for being a boor and obnoxious, but she has never said a single thing different from what anyone else in her leftist collective says. And when she does, it's usually something hilariously stupid. My criticism of Hill in this regard has nothing to do with her politics. I would say the same about plenty of people on the political right, including myself. Believe me, no one wants to read my political memoir. But with Jemele, you also have to add that she's lived this charmed life and is still whining, posing as a victim. We should all have it so bad. Correction, this article originally stated that Jemele Hill has a degree from the University of Michigan. It has been corrected. Her alma mater is Michigan State University. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.